Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Testing, testing, how now, brown cow? 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing.
Hey, boss. You know, Ralph, I'm getting a little nervous out here. I don't know how you can keep so calm back there.
Get ready. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Go.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Your one definition of a friend is someone who's there when you need him. Well, I needed him and he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Elton
Jim.
Good morning, Elton Jim.
Elton Jim.
The one, the only, Elton Jim Toronto.
I'm back. Dean needed a friend, and so here I am. Good morning, and welcome to Dean's show. And I am here to fill in. I appreciate his trust in me to talk to you this morning. And we're going to have some fun over the next 4 hours. I hope you will certainly stick with me. I do have to christen. Since Dean is not here today, it's always fun to officially christen the studio without him here, because I know how much he hates my cashmere woods. But if you listen to me with any kind of regularity, you know that I love the scent of Cashmere Woods by Glade. And just so you know, it's a little lily, it's a little lily of the valley, some jasmine, little sandalwood, amber, vanilla bean, oak moss, and musk.
Just what we need on a cold morning like this.
Exactly. Schwanaru is with me. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Okay.
And good. Andy in the sports department.
Yeah, just what we need for me in another studio. All right. Working that's, out well.
That's why I'm alone in here. As soon as I bring out the cashmere wood, Schwani and Andy leave immediately.
Bail.
2 minutes ago, they were in here. We were all talking, having a good time, and then I pulled out the cashmere woods, and they left like a bomb had just dropped.
We have a newsroom to run.
Ah, what a great way to start a Sunday. So we have the usual cast of characters here. Now, Dean is away. Do we actually know where Dean is this morning?
I do not. I heard LA. I heard I don't know. I heard a number of
Tijuana.
Not real sure.
I don't know where he went, but he may actually be calling in today. He usually likes to get me off schedule right away. So we will see. But whenever he's away, he's never far away. But as I said, I'm here till 1 o'clock doing a lot of the same kinds of things that you'll get from Dean. We will be talking to Mike Hammernick, of course, and getting a little update on the weather, which certainly is an interesting news item. Like you said, Schwani, wow, what a shock from, say, 11 o'clock yesterday morning till 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a topsy-turvy weekend with the snow and then the freezing rain, and now the coldest temperatures so far of the season. We're looking at 5 above at O'Hare, wind chill index 11 below. That's a little bit better than it was when we got in earlier this morning.
Yeah, I was slushing. I was half shoveling, half slushing away my walk. And then by the end of the night, I was slipping on the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's no slush out there.
Yeah,
now.
No, there's no slush.
no slushy, slurpy stuff.
Although what I did realize as I was pushing the water in the slushy snow yesterday off my front walk, you know, I love Mio, you know, that water enhancer Mio.
Yeah.
And so what I found is that if you take some Mio while the snow is melting, you put that right into the slush, and you've got a delicious sidewalk dessert for people walking by your house.
No, wait a minute. Dessert?
Yeah, if someone has a straw. someone has an extra straw.
You know, people, I wouldn't recommend.
You know, yeah. No. People, you know, nowadays everybody is very, you know, environmentally conscious. People bring their own straws now. You know, it's not good enough to just get a plastic straw at a restaurant. People have their own metal straws or their own, you know, paper straws. So I just thought, I saw so much water in front of my house. I said, well, why not? If someone's going to be brave enough to be walking out here, you know, you're walking along, you start to get a little thirsty, need a little hydration. So by my front stairs, I had some fruit punch, Mio. And then the water that was around the little sidewalk that leads to the street where you would park your car, I threw in a little berry pomegranate. So
thank goodness you didn't use lemonade.
No.
Because I would keep on walking.
That would definitely keep people walking.
Yeah, don't drink the yellow snow. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Don't just eat it. Don't drink it. But wow, what a difference that was. As I said, to go out in what a matter of 4 or 5 hours. And I give all the women in Chicago a huge high five. Yesterday was the Women's March down here, downtown, and it certainly was not the best of weather. It wasn't as bad as it could have been later in the day, but it certainly was a slushy, kind of ugly kind of day. And yet the women here in Chicago, as well as around the country, certainly came out in full force for the annual Women's March. We still had a somewhat of a busy weekend here. So now here on Sunday, big stuff going on. Andy, of course, football playoffs.
Yes, sir.
So we will talk about that a little later in the show. We've got, of course, Dave Schwann with his far-flung forecast. Around 10:30 or so, there's a show that's produced here locally in Chicago that goes over the nation called Collector's Call. It's hosted by Lisa Welchel, who, of course, is Blair from Facts of Life. And so the show just premiered its second season last weekend. It's on every Sunday at 8:30 here on Channel 23. And I wanted to talk to her about that, not only because I am a collector, and so I thought it would be interesting to promote this show, which is produced right here in Chicago. But interesting sidelight, which we will talk about. Over the summer, Lisa came to my house and filmed my collection. So I'm going to be on one of the episodes. I don't know when.
Let me guess what the collection is centered
around. What do you
around?
Think? My nickname is Elton Jim, so let's take it from there.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I have a Dean connection because I was on in the summer. Dean came to my house when the Rocket Man film was released, and he came to my house showing some of my collection. And the people from Collector's Call were watching the Channel 9 news, and they saw me up there, and they said, "Wait a minute, there's a collector with some cool stuff." So they contacted me a couple of days later, and so they came out and in the summer, and they did a whole. You know, four, five, six, 7 hours at my home. They had three camera crews going and interviewed my wife. And
did they bring someone else in that?
An appraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
To appraise or maybe make a trade, perhaps?
Well, exactly. Hey, Schwanny, you know the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they do. They bring an appraiser in, and then at the end, there's a little kind of added bonus. They bring in an item that I might want to trade from my collection.
Right.
So I won't ruin
part with anything.
Yeah, well, unless they brought Elton John out to say he's going to sing a song, I don't know what I would trade for. I was like, you know, you've got quite a difficult chore there to find something that I would trade something from my collection. But it was a really cool experience, and so we'll be talking to Lisa. And as I mentioned to her in the interview, I did record it, so just so you know, it's not live. But when I did speak to her earlier this week, she had to at the house. They said, "Well, Lisa will need a room to do her makeup and hair." And so we do have a little extra room that my wife uses in the morning to get ready. So now that room has officially been christened the Blair Room.
The Blair Room.
That's the Blair Room.
If you have a guest overnight to sleep overnight at your house, they will be invited to stay in the Blair Room.
The Blair Room, exactly. Oh, do we have somebody on the line here? Who could it be? Is that Dino?
Is this Jim?
Big Dean, when you're away, you're never far away.
So let me recap what I've heard while sitting here on hold on the phone.
Yeah.
that you have stunk up the studio with that god-awful air freshener that you bring in.
It is. It's also got some for lemon, some, orange
some
flower.
Yeah. Yeah, let me describe it a little better for the listeners. Have you ever been in a hot Texaco bathroom in the summertime?
And who hasn't?
Have you ever smelled one of those cakes that they put in the men's room?
Oh, now that's not fair.
It's wafting into the newsroom, Dean.
That's what his canned perfume smells
no,
like.
No, it's beautiful. Cashmere Woods
oh,
by
my
Glade.
God, it's disgusting. I'm 2,000 miles away, and I can taste it.
It's got some vanilla bean, oak moss, and jasmine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
So where are you? You
said you're 10W-40. It smells a little like 10W-40. Antifreeze.
Do you are I'm sorry, are you a cologne
Cheetos.
Guy? Are you a cologne guy? Do you wear cologne at all?
No, not really.
No? Okay, so you're really not a scent guy. See, I like scents.
You do wear too much cologne also. That is also true.
And I also burn incense at my house.
Yeah, one of the moments I'll never forget in my life was after the climb at Presidential Towers years ago. When, Jim very charitably did the full climb for the American Lung Association,
right.
Came back to the radio station to do a live report, sweaty, like he had just run the New York City, L.A., and Boston marathons all put together, and just sprayed some cologne over the stink.
Well, I had to. I didn't have my Cashmere Woods at the time. I would have sprayed that around. But, I mean, come on, it would have been rude to come in smelling like adrenaline.
Well, you smelled like adrenaline, that's for sure. So that's just the first part of what I heard on hold. And the second part of what I heard on hold was that you are mixing some Kool-Aid or something outside of your house in the slush.
Yes. I put some Mio.
I don't even have any idea what you're talking about. Mio? What's Mio?
You don't know what those water enhancers are? The little flavored water enhancers that you spray in water and make it taste good?
No.
Oh, Mio?
No.
Dean, get off your high horse. Go to the grocery store. There's a whole section.
Get off my high horse because I just drink plain water?
I can't believe it. I can't believe you don't know what Mio or water enhancers are. Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that in my life. When I want a glass of water or a bottle of water, I just have a glass of water.
Well, don't you like...
I don't put fancy stuff in it.
You don't like a flavored water?
No.
A little black cherry, as I said before, a little berry pomegranate?
Sounds disgusting to me.
Well, you seem like you're in your usual happy Sunday mood.
It sounds, number one, it sounds disgusting. Number two, to mix it in with the slush and snow and the poodle that lives next door to you is not a combination that in any way sounds delicious.
I didn't say that people were actually going to do it. I just thought it was kind of a neat idea. Just as, for people walking along, it's kind of boring when you're walking in the winter. This might have been a fun little thing for them to see, some colored snow.
Who doesn't want to see that when they're... As Andy pointed out, thank goodness it wasn't lemon, number
right,
one.
Exactly.
But if I'm walking along in the snow and I see a big splotch of red, I think someone's been murdered in that house. I don't think, there's a delightful flavor treat.
Well, hey, different strokes. Hey, that's what a Slurpee is. That's what an Icy is. When you go to the theaters, don't you go to get a nice little raspberry blue Icy?
Actually, I don't, but it's the idea of drinking it off of somebody's curb is not one,
well,
not one that's appealing to me in any way.
I was taking a little creative license with that, Dean. I don't know if I really would suggest doing that. It was kind of,
Yeah. Well, and then the third thing that I heard while I was on hold.
At least you're
on hold for... I don't want to say anything, but I was on hold for a pretty long time.
Well, why didn't you come on? I was waiting for you.
I've been here from... I was listening to the Sinatra show. I've been on hold so long.
Oh, okay. Scooby-dooby-doo.
And then I heard that this show, this collector show, came to your house after they stole the idea from the morning news.
That's true.
they stole the idea because nobody has ever done that before, gone to somebody's house to show a collection. That was the first time it's ever been done in the history of television.
Wow.
On the WGN morning news. But I want to know that when Blair came to your house, did you put her in the dungeon like you did us when we came?
No, Blair had her own room. She had a nice little spare bedroom there where she had a nice mirror and a nice chair.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We didn't have any of that.
No, I put you in the dungeon and I said I threw you down some lotion. And Dean rubs the lotion.
Dean, I beg your pardon?
Well, don't you remember from Silence of the Lambs in the dungeon?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Dean. Come on. Where are you at today? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Well, I have to take a quick break. I know you're going to try get me.
it's been a really interesting kickoff of the show today. Really.
Well, Dean, I always try to make things fun, interesting, and at the very least, different. But at the same time, in the same spirit of a Dean Richards.
Well, it's interesting. I'll definitely say that. I only hope that...
See?
I only hope that that when we get done talking that I can be the first one to text in, who's that guy filling in?
Oh, believe me, you're not. I've already... Believe me. The text... I can't even touch the screen. It's hot.
So what do you have planned for the show today? I heard you had Mike Hamernick on the show.
That'll kill
about 5 minutes. What else do you have?
I've got Mike Hamernick. I've got Blair. We're going to talk in the Pop Culture Club about the SAG Awards today. And
The
premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of... The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. We're going to talk a little royal talk. Spoiled brats or progressive pair, Harry and Meghan. And I'm also going to talk about one of my favorite desserts, blackberry cobbler. It's a full show, Dave.
That sounds good. It sounds like you've actually done some preparation today.
I certainly have, per usual.
That's very nice.
Yeah, so you have nothing to worry about. I will not order a pizza. I know that you always get...
There's pizza down the hall.
Is there already? Yeah. Well, Dean always gets a, like I'm babysitting his audience and his time slot. But I don't worry. I'm not going to call my boyfriend. He's not coming over. I'm not going to order pizza. We're not going to watch a movie. I'm going to take care of your audience.
What are you talking about? You're not going to call your boyfriend?
that's what happens with babysitters. Don't you get paranoid?
It never occurred to me that that's what his situation was.
Well, look, Dean, you've done a nice job of getting me off. I've got like three breaks to make up here. We miss
you. Don't you want to know where I am?
Well, I did. I asked you that 20 minutes ago, and you blew me off on that question. You want to hang on?
I just wanted to point out, a few things that my observations.
Why don't you hang on? Why don't you hang on?
Hearing so far, yeah, I really don't have time to hang on.
Oh. Well,
as you mentioned, this is a big awards weekend. I'm in Los Angeles. This is a big awards weekend. The Producers Guild Awards were last night, and the movie 1917 won as Best Picture from the Producers Guild, which is the most accurate indicator of what could happen at the Oscars. I've been saying that the movie 1917 is my favorite movie from last year, and the Producers Guild gave it a huge boost last night. It won a Golden Globe. So we'll see what happens. It probably won't win at the Screen Actors Guild Award because that's an award show tonight for actors from actors. And there really aren't any big stars in 1917. The movie is more driven on the story and the cinematography. But it's a glamour-filled weekend here in Southern California where I don't want to rub it in, but I am going to rub it in. It's 55 degrees here right now.
My God, it's like 5 here.
It's very nice. I got out right before that big snowstorm on Friday. So
it's one of those days where you just looks cold when you look outside. One of those Chicago winter cold. There's nobody on the streets because it's just cold.
Yeah, it's January, so
yeah,
almost February.
Well, Dean, I do have to run, really, because Ashley is looking at me with her eyes.
Then today, I'm gonna probably go around, do.
I'm playing you off, Dean.
Probably do a little sightseeing today. I have pretty much my afternoon is free today.
And we'll be back right after this. No switching. Is that Dean? Is that Dean? Is he on?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Oh, I thought
Are
you were
talking to me.
Yeah, I thought you were still there.
I was. I was just taking a breath.
Oh, okay.
I've been talking for the last 3 minutes.
Oh, you have. That's right. You really can't hear when I play you off, can you?
Yeah, and then I heard a Cars for Kids commercial, and I like to sing along.
Oh, there you go. Of course, yeah. Of course. So you are in L.A. When do you come home?
Yeah, I don't think that's really any of your business.
Oh, okay. Well, Jim Tirano filling in for Dean, but of course, when Dean is away, he's never far away. He's on the line with us from some mystery location in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And so you said the weather is nice there, and you'll be coming home, I would assume, sometime this week, and hopefully when you come home.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I was in the mid-70s yesterday. It was really nice.
Sun out and everything.
Yeah. But I still wouldn't trade it for being in Chicago.
Oh, look at you.
No matter how bad the weather is, no place like home, number one. But I could never live out here. I don't know how people...
Oh, really?
The weather's so nice. The weather's not that nice. They have earthquakes here.
They do have earthquakes.
Yeah, they have earthquakes. They've had crazy rain out here this year. It's crazy. California's going to fall into the ocean, so...
Oh, you're one of those. Okay, you're not a flat earther, but you are a California will break off to the off of the mainland.
Well, I don't know if that's my theory on geology. That's what I'm hoping will happen.
So, did you said hi to Shwani and Andy, your cohorts here?
No, I have not. I have not said good morning to them because you haven't stopped talking about air freshener for the last half hour.
We did leave the room.
We left.
I apologize that you guys have to put up with that. Why, are you spraying it right into the microphone?
He did.
Come on, it's theater of the mind.
Oh, and it's in the production room down the hall.
It's disgusting. Are you kidding me? They can smell it over at Tribune Tower.
Fire station next door is on alert.
And there's nobody.
The security guys came upstairs wondering what the mystery odor was.
There's nobody even in Tribune Tower, and they can still smell it there.
That's the irony of it all. It just lowered the property value there down to $2 million per unit instead of $3 million.
From like $4 million.
Well, Dean, did you want to stick around and we can just have Shwani do his far-flung? You want to take part in that, or do you want to just...
That's the main reason that I hung on the phone, because if there's one thing that I don't want to miss no matter where I am, it's America's favorite feature that's heard Sunday morning. It's the Dave Schwann and the far-flung forecast.
Right. So, Shwani, take it away.
I will.
Don't you have the music? Don't you have the music to play?
That'll do. Today we go out west, not as far west as you are, Dean, but we go west to Richfield, Utah. Richfield, Utah is about 100 miles south of Salt Lake City. Population 7,551. It's off Interstate 70.
Ah, good.
There's been a lot of activity there for the last 7,000 years. Native cultures living there 7,000 years ago. But we mention Richfield, Utah today because it is the home of one man named Walter Frederick Morrison. Does Walter Frederick Morrison do anything for you?
Walter Frederick Morrison.
Frederick Morrison.
No.
Does that do anything for you?
No, it does not.
Well, okay. Way back...
I'm intrigued. I'll say that I'm intrigued.
Way back in 1947, he and his fiance at the time were tossing around a popcorn can lid on a beach in Santa Monica.
Hey, that's where Dean is.
Some people got the idea. They said, that looks like fun. Well, one thing led to another, and Walter Frederick Morrison and his partner in business, Warren Francione, designed a thing which eventually became the Frisbee.
Oh!
And on January 23rd, 1957, a company named Wham-O started producing the first Frisbee. So on this coming Thursday's date, January 23rd in 1957, Wham-O produced the Frisbees, first invented by one Walter Frederick Morrison, who, by the way, is a distant cousin of a man named Marion Morrison.
I was going to say, that's John Wayne.
Better known as John Wayne.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So he threw on a popcorn top?
He and you know, popcorn the, lids, yeah. The lids that you see on the great big popcorn tins that you see around Christmas time. He and his wife or girlfriend at the time were just having some fun throwing that around, sailing it through the air.
Huh.
And someone offered him 25 cents for it. And he thought, maybe we can make some money.
So it wasn't like so often an inventor's name becomes the name of the product.
Of the product.
But this was not made by, like, you know, Frank Frisbee.
No, it wasn't. The Frisbee name came about through another someone who had perhaps had a similar idea, and eventually, you know, to speed up the story here, Wham-O had the rights then as now to produce Frisbee.
I loved Wham-O products back in the 70s.
They
had the slip and
what were some of the other ones?
Oh, the slip and slide. Remember Slinky and slip and slide?
Slip and slide, yeah.
You remember you put that... don't you love some of the things we spent our money on? It was basically a piece of plastic that you put water on and you slid on your grass.
Right, and almost always you have some sort of injury.
Oh, yeah, because nobody's grass is flat. Oh, that
And then there were, you know, like rocks underneath the
Oh, yeah, that was...
Your head, right?
Yeah, that was the one of... I mean, well, there was no such thing as child safety back in the 70s and 60s. I can't believe we're standing here. We should all be dead. We should never have survived that decade.
Well, and I got to say, nobody was a bigger fan of the Slinky than me. I have a Slinky in my office. I love it. It's a good tension. You know, you just sit there and go back and forth with the Slinky back and forth. It's a nice.
You remember the little jingle? Do you remember
the Slinky? It's Slinky. It's fun. It's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. It's fun for a girl
and boy.
It's a fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun.
Has a Slinky. You ought to get a Slinky.
Yeah, Slinky. I used to like the intro.
Something like it walks downstairs.
What walks downstairs? An owner in pairs and makes a slinkity sound. A thing, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows a Slinky.
I used to love it, and my brothers made fun of me. I have three older brothers. You know, whatever they were doing, you know, building motorcycles or something, and little Dean's in the corner with his little stupid Slinky.
Oh, well, I used
was
to.
Was that a sponsor on your pretend radio station?
By Wham-O.
One of my brothers to this day said, he says that. If there was any stupid toy, Dean would buy it.
Well, of course, you had Silly Putty. And
the Woolworths. Yeah. Silly Putty.
Silly Putty and Slinkies. Now, the funny thing is, in the 80s and 90s, what I did not like was that they made plastic versions that were of different colors of the Slinky. You got to have the metallic Slinky, the one that you could cut your finger on.
Right, if there's not a chance that you're going to get, you know, tetanus from it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, before the Slinky, that you have to, I think before you bought a Slinky, there was always a nurse in the Kreskies or in the Woolworths.
You had to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, they gave you the shot right before you bought it.
For the dangerous, sharp metal toys that you were about to buy.
Yeah, once again, in the 70s.
Oh, I used to love a Slinky.
Oh, yeah, I mean, of course, and then everybody talks about the most dangerous toy of all, which was Jarts.
We had Jarts in the backyard.
I mean, that literally was a deadly projectile.
you guys' families apparently had more money than we did. We just actually threw knives at each other.
Well, that was the Richard Circus Act, wasn't it?
Yes. Right. That's the curse of being the youngest of four boys, that you were always the guy that they threw the knives at for practice.
I always heard your mom and dad were excellent. They put Dean in that little thing and...
Right. Up against the wall with the... it had the, you know, the human body form, like the, you know, it was already drawn on there. So when you got killed, when you got stabbed, right. The police showed up. They didn't have to draw their own human form.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. That's why Dean talks about entertainment, because early in his career, he was right. Entertainment.
Right. We did. We were called the Dangerous Four.
Dean's Dangerous Four.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I was just one of four. It was a family act.
Can I give the official temperature reading in Richfield, Utah today?
Oh, sure.
A little bit warmer there. Sunny and 19 above.
Ah, it's a heat wave there.
It's a heat wave there, yeah.
Well, thank you to Ebenezer Morrison, whatever you said his name was.
Walter Frederick Marion Morrison.
Yes. Howard Morrison. Yeah.
Cousin of Marion Morrison.
Thank you.
Jim Morrison.
Thank you for basically throwing garbage back and forth to your girlfriend, refuse, and lucking into. I used to love the Frisbee. I was pretty good at Frisbees. Did you guys were you Frisbee throwers back in the day?
Yeah.
It's not, it's funny though.
I wasn't very good at it.
It's not, to your point there, Dave, it's not that easy. You can't just fling it. You have to have some nice wrist action.
Yep, you do.
And I used to like when people.
Some skill.
I like when people used to cup it. They used to cup it in their arm, in the little round part of your arm, and then fling it. They just didn't do the wrist. They would. Some people would actually almost embrace the Frisbee and then ricochet it out.
They'd get a running start too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was great. I remember years ago when I first met Jim Toronto. And we would go out to a Grand Park and play Frisbee, and he could catch it in his mouth.
Well, I used to fetch.
He used to catch it in his mouth and bring it back to me. I'd give him a treat.
And we'd also play Frolf, Frisbee Golf. Oh, Dean, we were not supposed to talk about those early days when we first met. I thought that was just between you and me.
Right. Correct.
Well,
sometimes good memories, you can't hold them back.
Yeah, you can't. Well, Dino, look, you've already put me behind throughout the show. I appreciate that, but I have to catch up. It's always good to talk to you. You're in L.A. Hopefully you'll come back soon. Safe travels to you. Shawnee, thank you so much for the far flung.
As usual.
That was a good one. I don't know where that... I never would have thought that the Frisbee... you figured the Frisbee had to have been invented somewhere near a beach.
Well, right, yeah.
Yeah, you would never think...
The idea for it came from there.
Yeah, but you'd never think, in Utah, which I always have the view, you always think of Utah as being very conservative with the Mormons and everything, and here's this fun-loving guy, out in Utah.
Are you saying that Mormons are not fun-loving people?
No, I'm just saying, when you think of a Frisbee, you think of an L.A. beach. Like you said, he was on the beach of Santa Monica. You wouldn't think of someone from Utah, coming up with it.
Because people don't dance doesn't mean they're not fun.
Okay, Mr. Footloose.
Just because people don't drink soft drinks doesn't mean that they don't know how to have a good time.
Oh, Dino.
With their carrot juice.
Dino Reno. Look at you. He's sitting there right now in his hotel room, big white robe, big fluffy white robe.
Yes, I would never touch anything that's in this room.
Are you wearing the slippers?
No, I don't put anything on that's in the room.
I'm
practically in one of those hazmat suits when I go to a hotel room.
No, see, I picture Dean right now sitting with the white robe, the white slippers, and the shower cap. The clear shower cap.
Don't bring up the shower cap.
And sipping.
Sipping
a mimosa.
Since Shawnee brought it up,
no.
That I have the most incriminating pictures of Shawnee from we were in Greektown back in the day. This was quite a long time ago.
Opa.
And I have some incriminating pictures of Shawnee. Ooh. That, as I've said many times, that. If you ever hear that I died, you
don't you have
be
some spots to play, Elton?
To those photographs, you better be the first one to get those pictures out of my house.
How's that, Shawnee? Should I play them off? I'm taking care of you, Dave. Hey, Dino, are you still there?
Sure.
Well, thank you.
Something more interesting to
do
on the show?
Nothing more. Just get back to your mimosa. I got to run. I got some spots. I got a show to do here. I got to keep up the quality that you do every Sunday. So we've had fun, we've had frivolity, and now it's back to professional radio starting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, coming up in a break, Jim's going to talk about his 900th Elton John show that he's been to.
Hey, we're coming up on 200, sir. Very excited about that.
It's amazing.
Okay, Dino, we will talk to you soon.
Hey, well, listen, have a fun show. Guys, to Andy and to Shawnee, sorry. That's all I can say is sorry.
Don't worry. It'll be over in 3 hours.
Yeah, right. I'll see everybody next week.
Okay, great, Dean. Thanks a lot. We'll take a quick break here. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards. No switching.